weather or rain impact anything that you wanted to do today?
Well, we had planned on cutting practice shorter than the previous practices by about 20 minutes. We ended up cutting it down to 30 and doing ball drills, cutting the practice 30 minutes back. This is frankly the point in camp you concern yourself with when you get to 8-9, 10 practices in. This is where is the threshold where you have to be smart trying to prevent the fatigue injuries. It was a little slick out there, which with the light rain, so that's why we cut it back and got some extra ball drill work.
What happened to Jayron Elliott? Anything?
Sore shoulder.
How do you balance the fact that you guys are fan friendly and you care about all those people that are in the stands, and you want guys maybe to get some work with the ball being wet when it's raining a little bit with safety? How do you, as a head coach, kind of make that call?
I watch the lightning. I mean, that's really the lightning's the factor. Yeah, I mean the rain doesn't bother me. It's good to practice in it. Just you do worry about this particular practice because this is a 3-day stretch that's very taxing on your football team by design. You have to stress your team out and push the limits, whether it's the mental part of it and try to achieve certain things. But that's all part of the scheduling and training. So but as far as the weather, we were watching the weather. I'm actually very happy that we were able to stay outside the whole time. We had planned to go in probably after the fifth or sixth period based on what we thought the weather, with the storm getting ready to hit. But you could see the wind went, the wind died, the flags weren't moving, so we were able to get all of our work in.
Mike, with Clay learning a new spot inside, at what point do you guys become concerned about a lack of reps if he's going to be out with his knee injury?
I'm not of high concern. I think the biggest and most important thing Clay needed is really just to start from the beginning. In the position, you go back to square one, learn everything from the progression of teaching and his run fits, his pass responsibilities, his pressure responsibilities. Get to practice them throughout the whole off season. Go through an install of the whole defense through the off season, and now this is really the review for the veteran players because there's nothing that we've done in the spring that we're not doing now. So. Yeah, I mean, he needs reps just like everybody else, but I'm not of high concern because he's been able to learn the position from start to finish.
Mike, what are the injuries to Pennell and Mitchell Henry?
Henry had a finger, and Pennell had a groin.
Is that the injury du jour for this training camp, is the groin? It seems like you always have an injury that you get a lot of, and it sounds like groin is the...
Well, I mean, groins and, strains are the fatigue injury category. This is where you got to really watch yourself.
How about TJ?
Shoulder. Sore.
Did Randall have an issue, Demarion?
Yes, I think he had a groin also. Correct.
Do you have to kind of hide some stuff tomorrow night? Because it's going to be, I think NFL Network eventually airs either live or on tape, but you have to tuck some stuff away so the Bears or whoever aren't watching and see something, or is that not?
No, we're going to install. We're going to, and if it's, I mean, we know it's going in. I mean, the scripts have been done, since back in June. We'll have some things that would probably be of interest. But once you get to those games, every game is its own entity and the game planning and everything goes into it. So tomorrow night's an install practice, so whatever we show.
Mike, Jason wrote that story about Eric's presentation to the team. Was that kind of what you were talking about when you didn't want to tell us what the theme was right away? And if so, what exactly?
Well, no, I mean, the team theme is totally separate than Eric's talk. Eric's talk is really, about the mental toughness and just what he's been able to accomplish, obviously through his endeavors, but really the organization that he's built of no barriers. So, I mean, he's an incredible speaker, delivery, but his message and his experiences are outstanding. I mean, it's just something that we were all extremely impressed with. We're still talking about it, the coaches and players, and he definitely made an impact.
Mike, the practice tomorrow night, are you looking for things maybe from your rookie free agents and rookies that maybe reveal themselves in front of 67,000 that maybe you don't see on the practice field?
The only difference there's two things that'll be different tomorrow night. You know, the structure of the practice will be a little different because you know, we're working on Lambeau Field, and so as far as the drill work that we're going to do, it will be limited. So it'll be pretty much, you know, full unit work. So that part will be done. The second part is really handling the football in front of the crowd and in the lights at night. So those are the things that I'm really looking at. But as far as the practice structure and the competitive, you know, competitive level, it'll definitely go up. It better go up. I mean, I don't know how the hell you can't go up in front of 70,000 people. So, I mean, the atmosphere will be electric. It'll be awesome. And, yes, you want to see how your young guys respond to that. But, you know, we're going to make sure we handle the ball a bunch tomorrow night because it's our only work at night before we go to New England.
Mike, every time we've asked you about the young running backs behind Eddie and James, you've talked about availability. Crockett gets out there today. He obviously has a lot of time left in camp, but how important is it for him to now get into the mix?
I mean, it's very important. I mean, now, you know, you talk about Clay Matthews is one thing. Now we're on the totally on the other end of the spectrum. So, you know, it's the first time we get to see him in pads. So, I mean, he was, you know, back on a limited basis, you know, as far as doing the individual work and so forth. But, yes, for young players missing pad of work, it's critical.
Mike, are you thinking that Clay won't go tomorrow night, Tim?
Don't have that answer for you yet.
I think you're down to four outside linebackers with Elliott down now. Is that a small concern, a big concern?
I think it's really training camp. You know, every year you go through this, you have positions that are stressed at different parts of it. You adjust practice, and really the way you adjust practice is how you utilize your personnel. So those are the things we look at.
Wait, is there anything going on with Josh Francis at the end of practice?
Josh Francis, yes, he had a hip. Actually, he has two hips, but he hurt one of them.
Last night we met with Ron and the NFL refs. They talked about some of the new rules, point after touchdown from the 15, but different scenarios that can happen with a live ball in that and the new concussion protocol. What do you see will have to be the point of emphasis with your players with some of those changes?
Well, I think, you know, the NFL officials department has done an outstanding job of not only continuing education, but constant education. I mean, there's not a week that goes by, you know, in season that you do not get an update what they're seeing more of in games. There'll be, you know, obviously a preseason emphasis come out of what they see here. Every year, you know, the way they call it, what they're trying to emphasize in the preseason. So, but number one is always player safety. I mean, we always start with the player safety, and then really just get into the details of you know, the certain rules that will be emphasized. But player safety is always at the forefront.
Mike, you know, you're always talking about culture and relationships. When you guys get done with family night, you know, you want to get off the podium to get out there to watch the fireworks with your kids and the players zip out of there. Is that, in addition to indoctrinating them on what it's like inside Lambeau Field on a game day, is there an aspect of it too, just kind of a bonding thing with your team that all the guys are out on the field with their families watching fireworks?
Oh, definitely. I mean, anytime you can include, you know, your family into this, you know, inner circle that you know, that we operate at every day, and the time and the demands it puts on each person, and really the sacrifices that the families make. I think it's special and it's unique, and there's nothing more unique than, you know, taking your kids out on Lambeau Field and watching a fireworks show. So, yeah, it's definitely something that I know our players and our coaches really look forward to.
Mike, on that, back to that refs, they were talking about on the extra point, if there's a penalty on the opposition, you can move it back up to the one and go for two. And if you have a penalty there, you can move it back to the extra point. That adds another coaching decision you have to make. How much time do you have to spend on that?
Well, you know, the officials department is very media friendly. You know, it just causes more opportunities for scrutiny of head coaches. You know, it's kind of, I think, you know, what they sit up there and laugh about and try to do. But, no, it's a good rule. I think it's appropriate. Something we talk about in our two-point conversation, breakdown how we're going to move forward, you know, with that. Really, it's not philosophically on how we approach it, but really how we think other people are going to approach it. I think it's only natural you'll see more two-point conversions opportunities just because of the personality of certain people. But if you look at the if you do it strictly by the numbers, you should really, from a risk assessment standpoint, you should probably still kick the extra point. But going 2-1, that adds a whole other element. So now that takes the numbers to a different level. So I think with that opportunity going from 1, you'll definitely see more of those 2-point opportunities go up.
Have the players shown an interest in learning all those different contingencies and different scenarios with the new extra points?
Well, you know, we have a continuing education segment that we will get into a little more as we get on to this installation phase. We'll have our presentation tomorrow in front of the team from NFL officials. You know, like I said, the officials and the media are connected, so that's why you guys got it first.
In all seriousness, and correct me if I'm wrong, if this is a flawed theory, but by not doing the play calling, in some ways, are you better equipped because you're not worrying about all those things to handle extra decisions that are added to your plate as a head coach, or would it not matter?
I think that's the natural thought process. I mean, you're going to see more. Definitely, I know I'll see more of the game than I've seen in the past because of the, I'll be involved in different conversations than I've been in the past. I mean, because frankly, when the defense has the ball, you're watching a game, but you're really listening and talking to all the adjustments that are being made on offense. So, I think that whole, my role has changed. I mean, it's going to be different.